This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a California photographer's fascination with Bob Marley, the songs, the story, and the pictures. First, this. Is it okay for a soldier to sort of enjoy what he does, even the worst of it? At a speech in San Diego on Tuesday, Marine Corps Lieutenant General Mattis said, "Actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people." He was talking about Iraq. He also had these remarks about Afghanistan.
You go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slapped women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them.
But as General Mattis is learning, it's not fun when these remarks get reported elsewhere. The Pentagon is anxious. The Marine Corps Commandant says he's counseled the general. Evan Wright is the author of Generation Kill, a book about the Marine Corps Reconnaissance Battalion that led the invasion into Iraq under General Mattis. Evan Wright, when you heard about these remarks, what did you think?
I thought, that's General Mattis. I interviewed him several times and was with him throughout periods of the invasion, and that is how General Mattis talks. His call sign was chaos. It's not necessarily that he believes in everything he says, but that's kind of a way that he has of interacting with the 18 to 19-year-old Marines that serve under him.
You were with this 1st Marine Reconnaissance Battalion, and the book that you've written about it talks about what a completely harrowing and very, very dangerous experience it was for them and this mission that they had assigned by General Mattis. Mm-hmm. Did they talk like this? Did they think it was fun to shoot people?
Well, after a battle that I was with them in, during which they killed numerous enemy combatants, they were talking about how easy it had been to kill them. And one of the Marines said, he said, "Dog, we must say kill 3,000 times a day in boot camp. Of course it's easy for us to kill. We're brainwashed to do it." I don't think he actually believed he'd been brainwashed to kill. There's two sides to combat. One of the sides is when you're shot at, it's extremely gratifying to kill the people that have been shooting at you. At the same time, they go through a lot of trauma and stress after having been in combat and killed people, whether they were enemy combatants or innocents. The thing with General Mattis is I found him to be a very complicated person. He could talk like that. Marines loved him because of the way he talked. He talked their language. At the same time, I was with him in early May when he got news that an Army unit had accidentally fired on a bunch of children that had been climbing on tanks. And I was in his office in Aduania when this happened, when he got this news. And General Mattis became extremely upset. And he turned to me and he said, "That was the most calamitous battle of the war." And he was referring to this Army unit killing a bunch of innocent civilians. So I don't think that those quotes portray the entire person.
The Marine Corps has issued a statement saying that the general's words reflect the harsh realities of war. From what you saw there, are they right?
I think it reflects the harsh realities of training for war. Because again, that's the kind of rhetoric that people use to pump themselves up for combat. And General Mattis is a master at that. And a lot of other officers talk the same way when they're with their men. The problem that General Mattis has is he talked that way in an open forum.
And the problem with that open forum is that hearing it, we feel like this doesn't sound like combat. It sounds like hunting.
Yeah. And again, I should point out, though, that when you train people to risk their lives, the unit that I was with that General Mattis was directing, he was sending them into ambushes as bait to draw enemy fire. And when you get people to do that, you've got to psychologically pump them up. I think the problem with General Mattis is that, you know, he forgot that he wears a uniform of a United States Marine. And there's a problem among some officers where they forget that their job is to be a public servant, and they start to think of themselves as, you know, sort of colorful characters, or their job is for personal aggrandizement. And that's a shame, because he's a public servant who represents the American public, and he shouldn't be talking like that, obviously.
Evan Wright is author of the book Generation Kill. He was embedded with the Marines at the beginning of the Iraq invasion. Evan, thanks for coming in to speak with us again on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.